The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
It can be hard to form new, healthy habits. The good news is you can probably take a habit you already have to help form that new one.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest. Nom, 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 nom. Bear is over here.
Why nom, nom?
Bear is our cat, and he's joining us, but you can't
hear him. In the studio,
he's
chewing his paws,
lying on the carpet. Nom, 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 nom.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we're going to talk about habit bundling. We recently talked about temptation bundling in another episode. We will be talking more about habit bundling. All of this in an effort to help all of us just create those brand new habits, or even old ideas of habits that we've wanted to create in our lives, just to help us all along.
Get them more solid.
Yeah, get them to stick.
I need help with that.
That's the thing.
I need help with that with my skincare.
Yep.
Because I've been off and on with my skincare.
But I think I know why that's not sticking, and we'll talk about
that a
little
later. Okay, let's talk about that. Now, just a quick note, since Sienna mentioned the previous episode talking about temptation bundling, so that was titled How to Do It When You Don't Feel Like Doing It, Part 2, Temptation Bundling, and that was just a couple of episodes prior.
It sounds sexual, but it's not.
Temptation bundling.
Yeah, like how to do it when you don't feel like doing it, part two, temptation bundling.
I guess so, yeah.
But it's not.
But it's a very wholesome
And we didn't make up temptation bundling.
It's rated G.
Yeah. All right.
Boring lesbian.
Before we get into that, we wanted to share a little bit about, I guess this is a brand new habit for us in how we relate to our gift purchasing throughout the year. So I think some of you, if you've listened to our podcast for a while, you know that my love language, one of them is receiving gifts, but it also means giving gifts because that's a language. So that's how I show people I love them. And so our gift list is pretty extensive. And Toast and I have had to have many discussions about this and try to get on the same page and all of that. And I'm so grateful for her understanding and appreciation of why we need to put X amount of dollars towards a gift budget. But she gets it. And we've both compromised and come to something that feels good. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
And I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate, honestly.
That you get the credit?
That, yes, exactly.
Wow, because thank you for this thoughtful gift. Yeah, you and Sienna are so thoughtful.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah. What did we give you now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyways, you know, one of the, in another podcast, we talked about Christmas and how to manage what can sometimes feel very stressful during Christmas, which is like, oh, what do you get for this person? What do you get for that person? And one of my ideas in the past has been to get a person's Christmas gift when you buy their birthday gift. Because oftentimes, if you're getting someone a Christmas gift, you've probably got them a birthday gift, I would say. So when you're looking for a birthday gift throughout the year for that person on whatever month their birthday lands, you often see more than one thing that they, you know, that could fit them.
You're choosing between options.
You're like, oh, this or that. So get them both. Do you know, buy for them their Christmas gift while you buy for their birthday gift. Now, of course, there are limitations like, okay, well, the return policy, right? There are things
if it's perishable,
right? So, anyways, this whole episode is not about how to fine tune that, but I guess we could have an episode on that. But what I want to say is that idea although I still think it's a great idea, I've never really gone the full year doing everyone's Christmas gifts when I get their birthday gifts.
Because of said considerations.
Because of those considerations, right? Also because life happens and things get really busy, and then
And sometimes you're not making a choice between two things.
Sometimes you only find one obvious thing. Yeah. So I will say, though, the thing that has made me extra committed, and I'm holding myself accountable by telling all of you that I am doing the Christmas birthday idea.
So far.
I am doing it so far, but I would like to carry it out. I would like to carry, that's why I'm saying it now, to hold myself accountable.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever gotten past April. April has been the month that messes me up because there's so many people in April. But I'm holding myself accountable because as you all know, I think all of you know that Toast and I have a business, Love and Above Cat Club. You can visit loveandabovecatclub.com. And we've always had some kind of business, but we're so fortunate that this business is growing at a nice pace. And because of that, though, this past year was really difficult in the Christmas buying. It was like, oh my God, by the time Christmas came, or it was around that time where it's like, oh, we got to start wrapping presents. We hadn't gotten for a lot of people. We hadn't wrapped when we normally wrap things. Because Christmas is also the busiest time for an online retailer. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot. So it is necessary that we come up with a new way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And that new way is creating a brand new habit in how we work with our gift lists. So that was a very long story.
But I'm trying to help. See,
oh, Toast is helping because I shared the note.
And that's the habit that I need to
establish
more.
Yes. Yes. But we're doing it.
So in other words, I need to listen to this podcast episode.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I mean, we both do. We do this. We cover things that we have found helpful for us. Mm-hmm. We cover things that we're working on. We cover some things that we've been successful in to share. So habits are, establishing habits that are good for us, that stick.
We need all the help we can get.
We all need help.
So let's talk about that now.
Okay, so in a past podcast, we talked about temptation bundling. So just a quick review. So temptation bundling is pairing something that you enjoy with something that's less fun. And if you want to hear more about that and some tips about that, you can listen to the podcast, How to Do It When You Don't Feel Like Doing It, Part 2, Temptation Bundling.
Yes.
Okay, but today we are talking about another kind of bundling, habit bundling, which is very exciting. And I love this one because I've been doing it already. But let me tell you what it is first. So habit bundling is combining an established habit with a new habit.
So it's very similar.
It's very similar. But it has nothing to do with, oh, I like this. I like doing this with something that, it's not so fun.
Okay.
And you're not necessarily doing it at the same time. Temptation bundling is done simultaneously.
So, for example, temptation bundling is like listening to a podcast you like or an audiobook that you like while you do something like wash the dishes or fold the laundry.
That's less fun.
Or clean the toilet bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and temptation bundling isn't necessarily, because washing the dishes isn't necessarily a habit. Actually, I guess you could see it as a habit.
I mean,
because whatever is your routine is a habit.
Yeah.
Eventually,
depends
is a habit,
how nerdy right? we want to get about defining these things.
Well, we're already nerdy, so let's not get nerdier.
So that's temptation bundling.
Yes. So habit bundling is just taking if there's a new habit you would like to establish, you want to add that to something that is already ingrained, already something you're super good at, already a habit that is strong, that is there. You don't have to think about it. Let's add the new one to an existing habit.
So it's like you brush your teeth mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
That's your habit.
Hopefully.
Established. Yep.
Hopefully you do that.
Twice a day at
least. So then you bundle it with, now you're going to floss right afterwards.
Right. And hopefully you already do that too. Yep. But yes, that's a way to put it. And so why does this work? Why does this work?
Why, Sienna?
Well, I will tell you. So it works because the established habit is almost like a support system for the new baby habit, the new habit, right?
Okay.
You already have a structure set up for the existing habit. And so you're just adding on something, just a little add-on. Mm. And then it helps support that to happen because it's piggybacking on a habit that already exists.
Yeah. So you don't have to remember to floss in right. the middle of your day.
Exactly. So like for me, I know one habit was I wanted to have a different form of selenium. I was taking selenium.
Oh my
selenium.
Gosh, nerdy. Okay.
I was taking,
what is selenium? People are like, what, plutonium?
Well, selenium is a supplement that can help your thyroid. And so selenium, I was taking a pill. But with my thyroid levels, I was seeing that, okay, it's not really working, but selenium is so important to your thyroid. So I thought, what if I took a whole food form of selenium, which Brazil nuts have a great amount of selenium in them. So then I decided, okay, I'm going to not take the pill. I'm going to eat a whole food. Let's see if my body can use that more than a pill. But I kept forgetting to take my Brazil nuts. To eat my Brazil nuts.
Chow down.
And you would think it would be easy. Oh, just eat them. Just put them out on the counter and eat them.
But you have to remember to eat them.
And even if I would put them out in a dish by my water, I still wasn't eating them. I was like, what is going on?
And it's not like you had resistance to it.
Yeah, I wasn't
right?
like, oh, I don't want to eat the Brazil nuts.
Yeah. You just weren't even remembering.
Despite seeing it. And okay. I think that's a whole other podcast with what your eyes actually see.
It's a whole other mental problem.
Yeah, like why you actually see some things and you don't see other things. But anyways.
Okay.
So what I did was my vitamin habit, taking my vitamins, is a habit. So I went, you know what? I am going to eat my Brazil nuts right after I take my vitamins. That is when I'm going to do it.
Now, how did you remember to do that, though?
I put my vitamin container by the Brazil nuts.
Okay.
So it wasn't just the Brazil nuts that were out, and I somehow had to remember. My vitamin container sits right by my Brazil nuts on the counter. And it works. And so the only thing now is sometimes I don't refill my vitamin container. And then on those days, I forget to take my I don't eat my Brazil nuts.
Yeah.
But it's okay. At least, you know, we're you've like made, 75% there.
Yeah, you've made progress.
Yeah. So that's one example of habit bundling.
I try to take I do take my vitamins because I bundled it with breakfast. I just love breakfast.
Toast loves
breakfast.
I will
never be lying
breakfast.
In bed at night. And sometimes, you know how you wake up in the middle of the night and then you have to go back to sleep? So many times I'll be lying in bed and I'm thinking of exactly what I'm going to have for breakfast the next morning.
I think
morning.
That's so cute and funny. And I love how much you love breakfast.
So I cook myself breakfast. And part of the routine is, getting all my vitamins in the container and taking my vitamins. It's
and
so
I
fun.
Love that. And you know what's so weird is that between Toast and I, I don't eat anything. I don't eat a hard food that I need to chew. Like I have coffee in the morning. I have a green, like a chlorella drink. Both Toast and I drink that in the morning. But I don't have any like hard food or like a food I have
grown
to chew
up food
until 10:30 or 11, which is when I take my Brazil nuts with my vitamins. But I don't eat my meal until like later, you know. So Toast and I have, so we are like two ships passing in the night in the morning. We don't eat breakfast together.
When it comes to, morning.
But that's not the point of this podcast. We're talking about habits. And I would say that, what?
I was just going to say, let's talk about, I see in our notes here, let's talk about cats. and cat care.
Oh my gosh, because you can absolutely do this for your cats. So, oh my gosh, I don't know if any of you are old enough to have had a cat back in the day when you didn't even have a litter box for your cat.
Because they just went outside
and out
in the dirt.
Yeah.
Maybe in your neighbor's yard. And your neighbor would kind of make a comment like,
yeah, like
my plants are growing really well in this one area.
But that was a different time. There was only maybe like, you know, two or three foods on the market you could choose from. Purina cat chow in the blue and white bag. What is that? Figaro cat tuna, where now cat tuna is not something you give your cat every single day. So I don't know if any of you are old enough to have had a cat back in the day.
Back in the free range days.
But
dogs
today,
and cats running around in the neighborhood.
But today, and you weren't even spaying and neutering back then.
Yeah.
But today, there is so much we need to do for our animals now. The whole market is a gigantic, not only, you know, pet space, retail, online market, and healthcare. It's huge. We are just like humans, you know, where we live to a certain, I think we recently heard like 300 years ago, you lived till like you were in your 30s, mm-hmm. and then now you're living until you're like late 70s. Mm-hmm. And then now they're saying it's going to be very possible to live into your hundreds for most people. We're finding new things, and this is the same thing for cats. You know, there's different things you can do for them. But with that comes all the things you should be doing for them. So when in the world do you do all the things like, you know, brushing them and cutting their nails when they used to just go outside and trim down their own nails,
right.
Feeding them the supplements when they used to go outside and eat a mouse that would give them the supplement, the raw food thing that, mm-hmm. you know, all these things.
Can I just inject a little sidebar here? Like, I have so
sidebar
much to say. Like, we recognize, well, I personally, and I think, Sienna, you agree with me about this. Like, we recognize.
I will say if I do or not.
So you chime in. I recognize the kind of perversion and ridiculousness of our current situation where this is so.
Okay.
Where we require so much artificial, quote unquote, care,
mm-hmm.
commercialized care. Like, now I have to buy cat clipping scissors and these supplements when it's like, hello, nature
has those supplements,
has those things for free. Not like, not everything.
I know.
Right. Like, we have to monetize that.
Yeah.
But it's because of the type of economy that we've all been born into.
Okay, Toast, that's another podcast.
It's just the type. Oh, it's a whole nother book and
I think
whole
we should do a podcast
of
on
study.
It.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do see the ridiculousness of it, and that's part of the reason. The ridiculousness is part of why we're facing climate crisis,
but
and
the
wealth and income inequality and all that stuff. So that's the end of my sidebar comment.
Let me just say a moment here.
Oh, sidebar continues.
That ridiculousness, though. Mm-hmm. I have some gratitude for it because I think it's why I have a day job. In part.
It's complicated.
There is a balance that we need to be aware of.
Yes.
Because there are some good things about it, like many things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there are some very damaging things that,
right.
you know, so.
It's a multifaceted, very nuanced topic, but I thought it was important to acknowledge and say.
Thank you. Yes.
Because I personally firmly and passionately and deeply believe that acknowledging it
mm-hmm.
and engaging in that conversation, that particular mm-hmm. conversation, is part of how
we fix it.
Yeah, as part of how we as a collective, as a species, as a community of human beings
mm-hmm.
will grow up
yes.
and mature to be part of a more conscious and conscious and genuinely contributing member of life on Earth.
Mm. Okay.
End of sidebar.
All right. Okay. So bear.
So cats,
let's get back
cats,
to bear.
Cats.
All right. So one of the things that first of all, one habit that we have created that is the solid habit for bear is we give him a supplement, sometimes two supplements, first thing in the morning. That is our established habit. The habit that we have added onto that habit, that we've bundled with that habit, is his special brushing.
Because Bear is one of those cats that needs special brushing.
Yeah.
We never had a cat with longer fur before.
And the type of fur, right? The type of fur.
Yeah.
That requires a special brush. We would be so embarrassed taking him to the vet and honestly looking at the vet in the eye and saying, I promise, we brush him every single day, you know, but he'd be there with these knots. And it was just so like...
In his fur.
Feeling bad for Bear, feeling bad for us and embarrassed. But it turned out that he doesn't only need brushing. He needs a special brush. So we got that brush. And instead of having to remember throughout the day, like, did we brush him? Did we not brush him? We just added that habit onto his supplement habit. Mm-hmm. And it works fine. We always do it now. We don't have to think about it now.
That's first thing we do when we wake up in the morning. We go out there.
Oh, what? But what's the habit we're adding to that that has been a little bit harder?
So this is something that I am embarrassed to admit. I wanted to like be the one to be like, I am taking
And you were doing it. You were doing it.
Well, I did it once or twice.
Well, and I've done it about once or twice myself. Yeah.
So we need to apply.
This is what we're working on right now.
We need to apply habit bundling for this.
Yes.
What is it? It's brushing Bear, our cat's teeth.
Yes. Yes. I got to say that.
Yes, brushing a cat's teeth.
If you have a kitten, please start it. I always thought I would start, that I would know better to have started him as a kitten. We did a lot of things with him as a kitten, like Toast would run the vacuum and be loud, and he's fine with loud things. Mm-hmm. He doesn't run away. But brushing
even with the
his
vacuum.
Teeth, it's so important. And you would think, okay, you don't need to, but you do if you're going to keep your cat indoors. And
if you're going to feed, if their diet doesn't consist of like the kind of hard and if they're not gnawing on stuff.
I kind of don't want to get so much into that because it's like, then it's a, you know, well then is it okay to feed kibble completely?
Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely no.
It's a whole cat culture.
It's a whole thing.
Debate.
And that's a whole other topic. But that's what we're working on right now. Yeah. Yeah. But here's...
And it does... And the need for teeth brushing does depend on the actual individual cat too, right? Because some cats are more prone to like dental issues than others. And anyway.
Toast, so, very good. Yes.
Just saying.
Yes.
But for Bear, we are working on developing the habit of, brushing our cat's teeth.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with that. I'll add in a little something. All right. So with the brushing of the teeth, all we're focusing on is just getting that toothbrush in his mouth. So we did another podcast about teeny tiny goals.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Teeny tiny goals. So instead of like, okay, we have to use the right enzymatic toothpaste and brush his teeth for a full 30 seconds. No, we're not going the full thing. We are going with coconut oil, which is what Bear loves, and just getting the toothbrush in his mouth so he's used to the feel. What is that what is that podcast?
Oh, the teeny tiny goals?
Yeah, because that's a teeny tiny
that
goal.
That one was just a few weeks ago as well, and it's called Do It Different, using teeny tiny goals to make bigger changes.
Okay, great. All right.
So basically we're going to be using temptation bundling because Bear likes the coconut oil, but he doesn't like the feeling of the toothbrush in his mouth.
Yeah.
So
we're using all of it. That's a good example because it's also habit bundling.
When are we going to do it? What habit are we going to bundle it with? Did you just say
his
it and
supplements
I miss it?
In the morning.
Okay.
Part of that whole routine.
Okay.
So supplements and brushing and then
followed by
toothbrush in the mouth. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, it's all of it. That's a really good example of teeny tiny goals, habit bundling, and temptation bundling. Bear.
Yay,
Bear,
we're
so
helping,
helpful.
We're helping ourselves out. Yay, for us.
But why don't you share with them what we've been doing before we go to bed at night?
Yes, so this is something we actually just started this year, is each of us takes turns sharing with each other three, sometimes once you get in a roll, it's easy to keep going. But three moments of appreciation mm-hmm. that happened in the day.
Yeah.
Or with three gratitudes or three things that went well. Something that leaves a positive aspect about your remembrance of that day.
Of that day.
And it yeah. I try to look for things that are quote unquote little.
Mm-hmm.
Like
take things that you can take for granted.
Yeah.
More easily take for granted.
I guess so. Yeah. Like for me, it would be just enjoying the taste of my second cup of green tea.
Because
the first cup is a certain blend. And then for my second cup, I add in fresh tea leaves from a different blend. And I just noticed.
Oh, a system.
Yeah, I just noticed that second cup with that particular blend, I just enjoy the most.
Why don't you start with that one? Just curious.
Well, because
you want to earn it.
I don't because I enjoy the first one enough, I guess, and I drink it with my breakfast.
Okay, so the other one deserves the solo time, like not mixed with the breakfast food taste.
So. Yeah. I didn't think about it that much, but that's what it's ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I try to choose things that are not like, oh, I got such and such done or accomplished. You know, it's just moments that happen or that you have regardless of the conventional, I guess, metrics.
Okay.
It's not something that's quantifiable per se.
Yeah. I think for me, because I'm working on very specific things in terms of changing, just changing a lot. There's a lot of change this year and change that has been happening even last year, but I'm really feeling it in this first month of the year or...
By now,
I guess by now
month.
It's the second month. But so I try to look for the things that I'm doing differently. Like what?
Yes.
What is different? What? How did I handle something differently today where I would have handled it, you know, a certain way before? What's different so that I can sort of reward myself and then just like feel grateful, but then also have a little pat on the back so that I can keep going like, keep doing it, Sienna.
Yeah, that's brilliant because along with being a moment of gratitude or something that went well, like it really is a recognition of the progress.
Right. And what is that? That's also celebrating, which is something we're working on.
Yeah.
Both Toast and I are working on our celebration habit, like celebrating things and not just going, oh, great. Yay, we did that. Let's move on to the next
thing.
What's
the next thing to get done?
I know. Jeez. Yeah. All right.
But that, our three gratitudes, pairing that with just, that's part of our getting ready to go to sleep process.
And feeling good. And sometimes I think that primes yourself for just better quality thoughts upon falling asleep. You know, instead of having your mind just drift to worries or like, oh gosh, tomorrow's going to be a long day. You know, you're priming yourself for just more positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm glad we're talking about it now because I realized when we first started that, trying to implement that habit, I would start my day by going like, ooh, I better like be on the lookout for what are my gratitudes going to be? So I was looking for the
That's
positive.
Great. Yeah. Cause then you'll see it.
Right.
Yeah.
I was trying
That's
to look
one.
For it. So I think I could stand to take that.
Get back to that.
Yeah, take that point of view again.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for habit bundling. One thing I'll say, I guess this will be the last thing because I want to make sure because we were talking about your skincare, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because here's something that's so important too. Like if you've done all the things, if you've done the temptation bundling, if you've done the teeny tiny goals, if you've done the habit bundling, whatever you've done and you're like, still can't do it. Oh, well, the habit's not sticking. It is so okay to chuck it because if it's still not enough, if those things are still not enough, you honestly probably don't want it that bad. Like, why are you even attempting to have this habit? Mm-hmm. You know, there is a greater why. So if you've tried all these things and your habit isn't sticking, either chuck it or take a really good look at, do you really want to do this, have this as a habit?
Yeah, maybe I'm okay with your skincare, just being a raisin face.
I think for your skincare, right? Like, it's not something you grew up with, like, oh, take care of your skin. Where for me, it was totally, you know, enforced by my grandma, who was like, you better take care of your skin and blah, 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 all this stuff, right?
Oil of Olay.
Yeah. So, or Pond's. No, it was a Pond's back in the day.
Pond's, excuse me.
But, and you didn't have that growing up. And so maybe for you, it's less ingrained. It's less in your system. Mm-hmm. But also the reward for it isn't, you know, it's like, whatever.
Or maybe I just don't know better anymore. Like, I just don't know better yet. And then one morning, I'm going to wake up and look in the mirror and be like,
a raisin.
Yeah, and be like, whoa, who's that? Who's that person? Oh, snap. And it's too late for me.
It's never too late. All right.
Okay, so, you know.
Thanks for listening.
I don't want to be a raisin face next to your plump, juicy grape face. I don't. You know, when I imagine that scenario, I'm like
a raisinette. I feel like I am like raisin. I have raisin parts, raisin portions of myself.
No.
But I'm trying to deal with that. So anyways, yeah. So let's take care of ourselves.
I just forgot. Like, I ran out of one little serum thing and then I allowed that to just.
You used that. Me. You were like, okay, good. I don't have to do it for a while.
I don't know.
So, anyway, I even created a note, an iPhone note for Toast about, okay, this is what you use first. First you do the cleanser. Then you do the serum. If you're going to use a toner, then you use the toner before the serum. Anyways, I did a whole note. I even included photos of like how you use this device and that device. Anyways, that's a whole other topic.
Sexual again with the devices.
If people care about skincare. But anyways, thank you for listening.
As always, we ask you to rate or even review the podcast, especially if you enjoy it. You can just
tap
that fifth star on your right over there. Thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts. That's where most people listen, apparently. But come follow us around. We're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just don't be a creep. Our handle is Sienna and Toast. Sienna with one N. That's also our website, siennaandtoast.com, where we have all of our podcast show notes and little extras here and there. I guess that's it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. Say hi to your friendly neighborhood lesbians on your block. And here we are, your friendly neighborhood lesbians on the internet, just encouraging you, as always,
live your love story.
Love story.
I'm Rachel Corpus, an angel communicator, psychic medium, and host of the Angel Talk podcast. This show is meant to help you remember who you are, a limitless being with shoes and socks on. And along the way, we'll connect to people on the other side and experts in the field like authors, healers, animal communicators, and more. Listen to all my shows at Mind, Body, Spirit FM or wherever you get your podcasts.